Senator Richard Blumenthal is making another push for federal legislation that will prevent domestic abusers from buying guns. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay reports, a restraining order doesn't always stop the sale of a firearm.
Lori Jackson had a temporary restraining order against her husband, but police couldn't serve it to him because he was on the run. And even with a temporary order, he still was able to buy a gun. While hiding out in Virginia, that's what he did. The day before the hearing for a permanent restraining order, Jackson's husband came back to Connecticut. He shot and killed her and wounded her mother, Mary.
As a mom who lost a daughter, if we could save a life, it would mean so much to me because you don't realize what a family goes through when something like this happens. It doesn't go away. It's with you forever.
Mary Jackson joined Blumenthal in Hartford Monday as he spoke about the Lori Jackson Domestic Violence Survivor Protection Act, a provision of the Federal Violence Against Women Act, which Senate Democrats reintroduced to the Senate last week but have yet to reauthorize. Blumenthal says there's no excuse.
This provision is really core to protecting women who are victims and survivors of domestic violence. There's no excuse for delaying or waiting.
The provision would prevent anyone with a protective order, regardless of the type, to buy a gun in any state. Blumenthal says they're waiting for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to bring the measure to a vote. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.